This week, the United Nations Security Council agreed to send a French-led peacekeeping force into Congo. Great Britain is also standing by to send troops. Human rights groups have warned that a genocide on the scale of Rwanda could be unfolding in Congo. Over the past 3 weeks alone, at least 400 people were killed in the Ituri region. UN investigators say they have corroborated reports of looting, rape, and summary executions, and forced cannibalism. Mike Crawley traveled to Bunia, the scene of some of the worst fighting, for the Christian Science Monitor, and he joins us from Nairobi. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
Can you tell us what you saw?
Bunia is a town that's in some ways under siege. As I flew in, all around the town, there are these patches of farmland and no one on them because basically people are afraid to be out in the rural areas where they're more vulnerable. Inside the town, the civilians are basically congregated in two spots, which are the two places that are controlled by a UN military observer mission. There's something in the neighborhood of about 17,000 people between these two locations living out in the open. And they are waiting for this new intervention force to come. I also saw people inside a makeshift hospital nursing machete wounds, bullet wounds, and telling some very horrific stories.
Mr. Crawley, can you help us understand why people are dying there?
Yeah, the conflict in Congo is quite complex. It happens on several different fronts. And so in Bunia, more specifically, there's been fighting between two rival ethnic groups, the Hema and the Lendu. And the fighting between them has been going on for a while, but it particularly picked up speed a few weeks ago when troops from Uganda who had been occupying the area left. And so there was a power vacuum, basically, and militia from the two different ethnic groups were fighting for control.
Now, there are about 700 UN forces in Congo. I believe they're Uruguayan soldiers, if I'm not mistaken, aren't they?
Yeah, the figure of 700 is actually exactly how many are in Bunia itself. They're mainly Uruguayan. They're not even really able to speak French, which is the language that folks speak in eastern Congo. Mm-hmm. And another aspect of their mission there is their mandate is limited really to observing. They don't have a mandate to intervene in the conflict. They're able to protect themselves and civilians who are in imminent danger, but they can't enforce any kind of a peace, and they aren't really even equipped to do that.
Mm-hmm. People at the United Nations this week suggested that what's needed is what they call Chapter 7 protection. That would empower a military force, presumably this would be French, British, and perhaps some other states, who could actually fire at people who were on the verge of committing a massacre. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, such a force would go in under French command. It would be multinational, and it would have a mandate to disarm the fighters that are in Bunia and to enforce law and order. The force, though, would only have a limited mandate, a timescale. It would, mm-hmm. by my understanding, have to leave by the 1st of September unless its mandate were extended. And that points to one of the other issues, is that while sending a force in is going to stop some of the immediate killing that's been going on and protect civilians and no doubt save some lives, it doesn't get at the root causes of the conflict in eastern Congo. There needs to be some sort of a political effort being put forward to actually bring the various sides together and come up with some sort of a sustainable peace agreement.
Mike Crawley, who's covering the situation in the Congo for the Christian Science Monitor. Mr. Crawley, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Scott.